Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Well, welcome back, Miss Message. Where have you been? I got your note about the special project yesterday.
Hi, Mr. Postmaster. I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. What I was doing was taking a language course.
A language course? Which language?
Well, since you brought back all those Merry Christmas greetings from around the world and asking me to repeat them, I thought maybe I'd better learn how to do it.
Well, that's a good idea. Now, yesterday, I didn't play one because you weren't here. Ha ha, but I've got one for you today. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, here goes.
ملت ایران عید کریسمس را از صمیم قلب به دوستان امریکای خود تبریک گفته و موفقیت و سعادت آن ملت عظیم را خواهانم.
What language was that? Well, let's see. عظیم را خواهانم.
That is beautiful, Miss Message. I can see that going to school really paid off quickly. عظیم را خواهانم.
Right.
Well, I'm told it's a holiday greeting from ancient Persia. Ancient Persia, now called Iran. And that was the land of the three wise men.
Persian. That's pretty exotic. I didn't know the wise men came from Persia.
Well, neither did I. But speaking of wise men, and wise women, too, look what we have here. A big red envelope full of letters from Mrs. Evans's kindergarten class at the Green Springs School in Louisa County.
It's a big one.
Well, let's see what's here. Jeez, the thing must be as big as a highway billboard, almost. I think that I shall never see a billboard lovely as a tree. Goodness, look at this. Dear Santa Claus, hi, how are you? We are fine. We're looking forward to having you visit us. And could you please bring us these things? Now, you've looked at this, Miss Message. How does it work?
Well, I guess Mrs. Evans has written this, and she tells what the children want, and then the children have drawn something to go with the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, let's see here. Michael says he wants Lego blocks.
And he's drawn a picture of a Lego and Santa Claus on the back.
Santa's got a yellow beard, and he sure does look cheery, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Michael, that's a fine Santa Claus. And let's see. Cynthia wants a Batwoman. How does Cynthia draw a Batwoman?
Well,
there she is, all right.
Plenty of presents beside, and a Christmas tree on the back.
Yeah, that's fine. And who's this next one from?
Connie, and Connie wants a wagon, and she's drawn a picture of herself with her wagon.
Is that the Christmas tree over there? Probably.
Uh-huh, right. And Santa on the back.
Isn't that, that's
nice
a nice Santa.
Suit.
Yeah, a very red suit, and a big smiley face. And Anthony says he wants a Batman car. How did Anthony do on that? He's got two people in the car.
Robin and Batman in the car.
Of course.
And Santa.
Yeah. I think these folks do wonderful drawings. And here's Arina, A-R-A-I-N-A. Arina wants a Barbie doll.
And nice picture of a Barbie doll.
Mm, that is a very suave-looking Barbie doll.
And Santa over here with a nice tall cap with the pom-pom on top.
Uh-huh. Do you think Santa is surrounded with a wreath there?
Perhaps.
I can't tell. Arina. That is a very nice one, and I do like that Barbie. Mm. That's nice. Keith wants a dump truck.
And he has drawn a picture of a dump truck. And on the back, there's Santa. And I don't know, but I think what he's doing is he's got a Christmas tree, maybe, in his hand.
Really? He also could be in the dump truck, couldn't he?
Possibly.
Which did you mean, Keith? That's a nice dump truck, though. Now, put it over here in Sam's mailbag. Let's see. Darlene wants a baby crawler. What else? A baby bat-away?
Baby bat-away.
Uh-huh.
She's got a picture of Santa there. Or is it the baby bat-away?
No, you look at it one way, and it's one, and you look at it another way. That's very, very artistic, Darlene, because you can look at it both ways. And that's the way people often do, I guess, with artistic things. Michelle wants a stove and dishes.
And she's got along with her stove and dishes, some Christmas trees and all its lights on, and Santa on the back.
A smiling
Santa.
Look at the way his eyes glitter there.
Yeah, wow.
It's nice. And let's see, I guess this next one is from...
Sheila.
Uh-huh.
And she wants some clothes.
She's
got four Christmas trees on the back and a big Santa on the front.
I tell you, Mrs. Evans's children have really drawn nice things, and they have used colors so nicely here, too.
Yes.
Kelly wants an Evel Knievel motorcycle. I could have told you that right off the bat.
Right, and Kelly's drawn a picture of Santa right here.
Mm-hmm. And what's on the other side there? Yeah, there's a tree and a great big beautiful drawing there. Good for you, Kelly. Now let's see. Somebody else, Eric here, has written to Santa Claus asking for an A&P truck. And there it is with A&P right on the side.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice idea. I know that Santa Claus is going to enjoy seeing these. All of Mrs. Evans's kindergarten class at the Green Springs School. Who's this next one from?
Daniel. He says he wants a bionic man.
Is that the bionic man, Miss Message?
Yes.
This is about as bionic a looking man as I ever saw, Daniel.
Mm. And a really good Santa Claus right over here.
Yeah, a nice fat one, too.
Mm-hmm.
He fits on the page very nicely. He takes up a whole lot of page, Daniel.
Here's another person that wants a dump truck. Sean wants one.
Uh-huh.
And he's drawn a picture of Santa in his sled.
Yeah.
And Santa up here, and a Christmas tree on the side, and then...
That must be the dump truck there.
Right.
Uh-huh. Very imaginative group in Mrs. Evans's kindergarten. And what are we down to now? Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy wants a baby doll.
And there's the baby doll right there. And Santa is right there beside a tree, which I'll bet is Tracy's.
Yeah. And he's probably decorating the last little bit of it for Tracy there.
Maybe bringing the presents.
Maybe. Tracy hopes so for sure. Chad wants a dump truck. I think all the crew at the Green Springs Kindergarten have decided dump trucks are the things to have this year.
Right.
Isn't that a nice Santa Claus, Chad? I can tell by the beard and the shining eyes there. Oh, that's great.
And Willie wants pencils. And he's drawn quite a few pencils on his paper.
Looks like a whole forest full of pencils.
Right.
Yeah. Willie, that's very nice because it's so square and strong looking, too. And Willie's going to make good use of his pencils. I hope Santa will bring him plenty of them.
Leslie wants a hush little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's drawn the doll and a Christmas tree and a nice picture
Santa.
Of Santa
right,
right there.
Right. You can always tell by the beard. Well, almost always tell by the beard.
Right.
Because Amy is asking for a play car. And her Santa Claus just shaved today. Well, he sure is smiling smugly there, isn't he? He knows a secret. Look at him looking off to the left there or to the right, whichever way it is.
And a Christmas tree on the back with stars and lights and everything.
A car that you can pedal in. And Renee wants...
A baby alive. And
what a Christmas scene she's got.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah?
And a tree on the back.
Right. Oh, and it's signed, "We love you, Santa Claus. Love all the children in Mrs. Evans's class." That is a beautiful letter, children.
And they've all signed their
names
down there at the
bottom.
You
can see them. Yeah, there's Michael and Kelly and all the crowd right there. That is wonderful. Do you have any more letters, Miss Message? Or is that going to be about it for today?
That's all for today.
It is? Gosh. Well, that was a really nice collection, though, and we've taken up a lot of time with them, but I think they're fun, and I'm glad they all sent them over here.
Mr. Postmaster, I've noticed a funny thing, or rather, I haven't noticed a funny thing.
What?
I haven't heard our crazy clock lately.
Oh, neither have I. Maybe an icicle got in the works.
Maybe it fixed itself.
No such luck. No such luck. There it goes.
And there we go, too. Quitting time.
I sure do like the way you say that in this message. Well, let's just put all these letters in the mailbag for Sam the Courier Elf. I know Santa's going to have a great time looking at all those pictures.
Okay, can you get them all in?
Mm-hmm.
There, that's got it. And it's on to Santa Claus.
Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.